Within the recreation ground, when it was formed in 1875, there was an area of privately owned land, encompassing what is now the Palm Lawn, and also the northern half of Fountain Lake. This package of land was purchased in 1891, allowing a second lake to be formed, which was done in 1893. When the lake was excavated, an island was created where the fountain is today. The footpath between Cannon Hill and the lake was probably the first to be formed, allowing access to Cannon Hill on the opening day of the recreation ground. In 1933, a decision was made to desilt the lake for the first time since its creation 40 years earlier. The process brought to light some interesting finds, and included the problem of disposing of a lot of silt. Work commenced on April 24, and was completed by mid-July. Approximately 2,350 tons of mud and slush was removed, of which 1,100 tons were carted to the Fitzroy Golf Links and Rugby Park. The public took about 250 tons, and approximately 1,000 tons were used in the park, for such purposes as top dressing, flower beds, and filling a depression at the southern end of the hatchery lawn. While removing silt, a 6-inch glazed pipeline was uncovered, running across the bed of the lake, from the direction of the sports ground southern terrace, to the outlet of the lake. There was no record of the pipe's installation, but it was probably laid in 1907, during a major drainage upgrade to the sports ground. Many logs of varying sizes were also uncovered lying on the bottom of the lake. The logs were mostly pines, and had obviously been there many years. Before the lake was refilled, a motor breakdown truck was requisitioned, and 30 large logs were removed. In a 1951 report, Don Saxton, the park committee chairman, and Jack Goodwin, the park curator, identified a number of projects aimed at attracting more people to the park. One of these was building a fountain. The projects were possible because a sum of approximately £21,500 was realized from the estate of Walter and Leah Graham, former licensees of the Criterion Hotel. During the Parks Committee meeting of June 1954, it was suggested by Stanley Anker that the fountain could be a memorial to returned soldiers, and the lake be called Memorial Lake. The following month, the idea of having it as a memorial for the Queen's visit was suggested. The council had a plan to plant trees along Coronation Avenue, as a memorial for the visit, but that was abandoned, and the fountain in the park was thought to be a good alternative. The plan met with a lot of public opposition, and the local newspapers received many letters expressing disapproval. However, once the fountain was completed, opposition disappeared. The fountain attracted large crowds to see it play. At the time it was built, it was considered to be state-of-the-art. The location chosen for the fountain was where the island stood in the middle of the lake. The island was substantially removed. In anticipation of large crowds gathering to see the display, a decision was made to fill the lily pond and create the hatchery lawn. Some of the fill came from the island. The fountain was designed by the Wellington Electrical Engineering firm of Turnbull and Jones Limited. They had a lot of experience in this field. They also supplied the technical equipment, including control panels, spray jets, underwater lights, etc. To keep the cost down, local tradesmen volunteered to do much of the construction work free of charge. Plumber Stanley Anker organized a group of fellow plumbers to install the pipework, and local builders arranged the construction of the fountain bowl and pump house. Mr. G.T. Payne supplied the labor, but the cost was borne jointly by New Plymouth builders. Local consulting civil engineer Alex Brody acted as supervisor, also not charging for his time. The concrete basin sits on three wooden piles, which were driven in by Roebuck Construction Company. Funding for the project came from public donations, and topped up by the Graham bequest. Construction began the first week in February 1955, with the building of the pump house, and was completed and ready for its official opening on April 9, 1955. The honor of starting the fountain display was given to Miss Judith Saxton, the park committee chairman's daughter, with a crowd of 6,000 to 8,000 people in attendance. The fountain played daily from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Times varied, depending on the time of year, and later in 1955 were reduced to playing only 3 evenings a week, due to power shortages. During construction there were a few mishaps, with vehicles getting stuck in the mud on a couple of occasions, and the rimed wrought iron gates at the lower Victoria Road entrance were badly damaged when they were hit by a truck. The statistics for the fountain when it was built are as follows. Total amount of water pumped, 366 gallons per minute. Main jet operating at 30 feet, spraying 21 gallons per minute. Inner ring with 23 jets operating at 25 feet, spraying 125 gallons per minute. 4. Sprays at 25 gallons per minute. Outer ring with 132 jets, operating at 10 feet, spraying 130 gallons per minute. Edge ring with 66 jets, operating at 6 feet, spraying 65 gallons per minute. A 3-inch single-stage pump, operating at 1440 RPM, with a 15-horsepower motor. 15 underwater lights, each 1000 watts, 3 red, 3 amber, 3 green, 3 blue and 3 white. 22 light changes on a 6.6-minute sequence. 14 water changes with a full sequence taking 5.2 minutes. A combined sequence including each effect and each color lasted 45 minutes.